This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, I'm Russ Niles. I'm editor-in-chief of AdWeb. I'm with Bob Trimborn. He's director of the Santa Monica Airport in California. A lot of controversy in Santa Monica between pilots, the local city council, even the governor's involved. Bob, can you bring us up to date on what's going on at the airport these days?
Well, currently the airport is in the process of, the city is in the process of trying to enact an ordinance to make the airport a much safer place for operators and for the users of the facility. Of course, there is a disagreement between the city and the FAA regarding proprietors' rights to do so, and we're currently in the Ninth Circuit Court, Federal Ninth Circuit Court, appealing the FAA's stay on our ability to enact an ordinance to do that. And there's also a Part 16 action that we're currently responding to, and that's the administrative type of process that the FAA has in place to resolve disputes between sponsors, the FAA, and most cases, its users.
Okay, well, cut to the bone, it's a move by the Santa Monica Council to stop certain types of airplanes from using the facility, large business jets, correct?
Well, not necessarily large business jets. That's the misnomer. The airport was designed back in the 40s. In its current configuration. In fact, 1947 was when the runway was lengthened to its current configuration for the Douglas Corporation, part of a Works Progress Administration project to lengthen the runway. Back then, there were no standards for safety areas. It was just trying to put enough pavement on the ground so Douglas aircraft could continue to operate and fly larger aircraft at the time, DC-4s, 6s, and 7s off the facility. During the ensuing years, of course, standards have changed, and safety requirements for airports have changed substantially. So what happened was, back in the early 80s in the United States, there was a fairly significant accident that occurred back in Little Rock when an MD-80 overshot the runway and killed many people. And what followed behind that was the National Transportation and Safety Board put pressure on the FAA to begin establishing appropriate safety areas at airports throughout the United States. And those safety areas are predicated upon the most critical aircraft that uses the airport. And that's the A and B aircraft, which have approach speeds of less than 120 knots, according to FAA design standards, require 300-foot safety areas. And C and D aircraft, which have approach speeds above 121 knots, require 1,000-foot areas off the either end of the runway for safety areas, and that in it is the very nut of the case. That's what the issue is all about. As the airports evolved over time, and the fleet mix has started to change at the airport. In fact, it started to change pretty dramatically in the mid '90s towards more and more jet aircraft. We as a city decided to do an analysis to ensure that the airport's configuration was compatible with this new and emerging fleet mix of aircraft. Currently, we have over 18,000 jet operations at the airport, and half of those are in the C and D category. And if you were to build an airport today in the United States with a D category aircraft as your critical aircraft and recognized by the FAA as the most critical aircraft, then they would not fund that airport unless you had 1,000-foot safety areas at either end of the runway.
But now they're saying that you can't block the operation of these types of aircraft because they're almost like they're grandfathered.
That's exactly what they're alleging, that these quote standards aren't standards. They are practicable type of standards that can be put into place, but the city can't, even though we're the operators of the airport and we assume all risk and liability of the operators of the airport, that the FAA is the arbiters of whatever is considered a safe operation. And even though the Santa Monica Airport's runway virtually ends at slopes that are roughly 45-degree angle slopes and less than 300 feet away from the physical ends of both runway, of the runway at either end, are homes, that and there's no way we can put that off of a safety reason. It's just saying, hey, you know, even though we require new airports and existing airports, especially air carrier airports, to come up to standards, you don't have to do that. And that's the issue. It really is. It's not about banning jets. It's not about noise, and it's not about emissions. It's about operating a safe airport, safe for not only the people that live around the airport, but safe for the people that are in the aircraft that use that airport.
Okay, well, there's a belief among some that the master plan is to eventually close the airport and sell off all that valuable real estate.
Well, I'm not going to get into conspiracy theories, because to me that's not the issue here. The issue here is if we have an aircraft, a D category or C category aircraft, that goes off the end of that runway at a relatively high rate of speed, it's going to plummet down a 40-foot embankment and into homes. And to me, as an airport director, and speaking on behalf of the city of Santa Monica, we want to ensure that the airport is as safe as possible. And we want to ensure that the people that use that airport and the people that live around that airport know it is being operated as safe as possible, so that we protect lives and property. I'm not going to get into, you know, this big conspiracy that we're trying to close the airport. No. At this point in time, we're just trying to make it a safe airport.
Okay. What about Governor Schwarzenegger? Is he still using it?
Oh, yeah. He operates an aircraft between Santa Monica and Sacramento on occasion. But the ordinance that the city is contemplating, the ordinance the airport or the city put into place, would not prohibit him from doing so. He would just have to use an aircraft that would be compatible with the airport's configuration, an A or a B category aircraft. And there are some fairly significant B category jets out there. The Falcon series jets, virtually all of them are B category jets. Virtually all the Citation series, except for maybe the 10, are B category jets. And he belongs to a fractional share operation, so he could actually trade down and into a compatible aircraft. Again, we're not stopping jets from using the airport. We're just saying, recognize the physical limitations of a transportation system. I mean, there's light rail, there's heavy rail, there's open ocean water, lanes that are designed for big ships. There's small ones designed for small boats. There's harbors for different size ships. I mean, every transportation system has its limitations, from alleyways to freeways. All we're saying is, this airport was never really designed for these kinds of aircraft. And we're just trying to get the FAA to recognize that, yeah, you know what, that's true. There is no safety areas. We'd love to put in appropriate safety areas, like 300-foot safety areas required for the A and B aircraft, and add appropriate, you know, technological, you know, like engineered mass arresting system to be appropriately sized to handle the C and D category aircraft. But that's what our disagreement's all about at this point in time.
Okay, just bring us quickly up to date on where the court case lies and how that's all playing out.
Well, the city's responding as best it can. I've done many declarations, and I'm supporting our city attorney's office, which is the one that's actually handling the defense, and we're currently waiting for our day in court right now, and we're just going through that process. But I just want to come back to that theme, and again, that's what's lost on a lot of these interviews and a lot of the articles in magazines is, you know, the airport was built way back in it actually has been in operation since 1917, and during the ensuing years when Douglas Aircraft moved in and during the war years, you know, everybody went to live close to where they worked, and so they decided to zone R1 right up to the airport. For better or for worse. Back then it was a war years, you know, and we were trying to win a war. And so Douglas had over 30,000 to 40,000 people working at its plant. So they built homes, you know, people lived right around that airport. When they left in the 70s, they left the homes behind. And at the same time, you know, the airport started to change in its operation. So it's been a dynamic between the homeowners and the residential areas around the airport ever since. And, you know, right now we're trying to address the safety dynamic and trying to make the airport as safe as possible.
Okay, well, we'll be keeping an eye on this, obviously, Bob, and thanks for your time today. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.